Let's bring in Aiden Caesar from the West Tigers off the back of that big win last night at Leichhardt Oval. He's been waiting on the line for us. G'day, Aiden.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Mate, very well. How many times have you been married?
Just once.
Just once. Good man. Good man.
Keep it that way.
You didn't think about that.
Way. Didn't think about it. Mate, congratulations last night. What a performance, mate. I thought Api Korosau was incredible, and it's since been revealed he was battling gastro in the lead up to that game. What a night for the Tigers, eh?
Yeah, it was a good night, mate. As you said, Api was really good. I didn't even know he was sick before the game. That's how good he sort of covered it up. But yeah, his performance, left from the front. And, inspirational. So good night for the club, good night for our fans, and a bit of a foundation for us to sort of keep going with our season.
I know it's only early in the year, Aiden, but you spent, I think, 3 or 4 years over in the UK Super League. Have you noticed much of a difference since coming back and starting the season here with the Tigers?
Not much, mate. Like, I've been asked that question a fair bit. Like, I think the physicality of the game is a lot quicker over here with the conditions and things like that. But in terms of footy, it's pretty similar, and it's not too far off the standard where I sort of anticipated coming back. So it's been good, mate. It's been really good.
And when you first made the move to the UK Super League, did you ever in your wildest dreams think you would come back and play in the NRL again?
I sort of did, mate. I left. I was 29, so I sort of felt I was in the prime of my career after playing the grand final at Canberra, and I'm always sort of anticipated coming back. I probably, sort of got away the last couple of years as I was getting a bit older, but, it's really grateful to be back, really grateful for the opportunity Benji sort of gave me to come back to the NRL and play the Tigers. So I'm just trying to grab it with both hands and enjoy the experience and enjoy, what I got left in my career.
Yeah, Aiden, last week the West Tigers were disappointing. This week they were superb. What happens after a loss like that to start the season? How do things turn around? Or is it always there? It's just a matter of combinations?
I think, early on in the year, it's just about, you're building that confidence, building the combination, and not riding lows too much, not getting on a high too much, just about, sticking to what you work on in the pre-season, your process, so to speak, and trying to execute that as best as you can. The game early on in the season is built on pressure, and I felt we didn't do that last week, and last night we sort of did. We stuck to our guns a bit, just kicking in the corners and applying pressure that way. I thought our forward pack was immense too, along with Uppy. So it laid a good platform for us to get the win last night, and it gives us something to build off, as I said before.
Mate, I know you haven't been there that long. Tell us something about Benji, because he's a first-time coach, and he's been put under a bit of pressure in the last couple of weeks as well from the media and various other people around the place. Tell us a little bit about how Benji's going.
Oh, Benji's he's been class, mate. He's been really good for myself, especially. He really knows the game inside and out, and he gives you a lot of clarity around what you need to do and your role within the team. So I've got nothing but praise to speak for Benji. He's my coach after all, and I've got to see him tomorrow, so I'm not going to say anything bad about him.
No, good diplomatic answer.
Straight answer. Matt. Well
keep
played.
The jersey.
Well played.
You've pumped it all. How's Benji going? How many wives you had? It's just beautiful, this show.
Did you keep the piece of paper last night with the song too, Aiden? You're all on board, learnt the song?
Yeah, we've tried to touch on a bit of our heritage from the Magpies and the Tigers, and sort of integrating both songs from what they used to sing. So still a bit of learning. Hopefully we can get to sing it a bit more and get them sheets out so we can get it down pat. Next couple of months.
Good on you, mate.
Who did the words, Aiden? Who wrote them? The boys all together, or was there a ringleader?
I have no idea, mate, to be honest. We went across to Queenstown a couple of weeks back, and we sort of tried to get learning, but it is 30 blokes in the room trying to read a team song.
Should see us four blokes in the room.
we sang it about five times and we still didn't get it right, so that was, I think last time we had it. No, it was good,
mate. Good on you, buddy. Good on you. Well, mate, you enjoy your Sunday. The West Tiger supporters, I hope they're enjoying their Sunday. They've probably got a few sore heads after a wild celebration at Leichhardt and all the surrounding pubs and everything else. Nice to see you silence some of those critics last night, Aiden. Congratulations on the performance, and we'll see you again next week.
Cheers, lad. Thanks for having me. Enjoy your Sunday.
Good on you, buddy. There he is, Aiden Caesar, West Tigers playmaker. Formed that nice combo last night with Lockie Galvin.